that guy ain't shit. Sorry ass motherfucker got nothing on me, right? Nothing.
Where are the stars in this piece of shit?
I am Big Kev.
Why do they call you Big Kev?
Ooh. I am OG.
Oh look, he's got a billion toys.
I am PK.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
OG's not actually racist against many people.
There is no racial bigotry here. Here you are all equally worthless.
I'm not really angry all the time.
This is Kevin destroying the Toy Beast Legends box set.
Fucking garbage! Why?
You know how I know that you're gay?
How? Because you're gay and you can tell who other gay people are?
Curse your sudden but inevitable betrayal.
I have Amigo Isis action figure.
Almighty Isis?
BigKevsGeekStuff.com.
You fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't start some shit? I'll fucking take all you want!
Hello, sir.
Hello.
How are you?
Oh, I'm better rested today than I was yesterday.
That's fantastic. Somehow, my voice actually recovered a little bit. A little bit.
I'm slowly losing it as we give away these fabulous prizes.
Well, that's what happens when you're here at New York Comic Con. Day 2 today.
Day 2, Friday. Aisle 100, booth 129.
That's right. We still have some epic exclusives available at the booth.
Uh-huh, we do.
I think perhaps one or two people listened to last night's episode. So
yeah.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Right, stood right up there and they're ready to go.
So, we both got to walk the floor a little this morning.
Yeah, that was fun.
Which was always a good time. I got to see a couple of things. I stopped by some booths, you know, after the con opened and, you know, they weren't opened yet.
Right.
So that's always frustrating.
Yeah. But what are you going to do?
I did buy some awesome
prints, why don't you just say his name? Why don't you just shit on him on the show?
Nope, I'm not going to do it because things could still go well before the end of the weekend.
I'll do it.
No, I won't. No, that's not right. I bought a print already.
Oh, yeah?
I did. It was, I forget the name of the booth. I'll properly plug it later, but it's R2-D2 and C-3PO.
Oh, yeah.
R2 is wearing a Jane hat. 3PO has Kaylee's parasol.
Yes.
And it says shiny. Because, you know, droids are shiny.
Yes, sir.
So,
That is a nice combination piece.
I had to have that piece.
I understand.
It was a must purchase. Other than that, would you say anything cool that you,
No.
You know, I gotta say I'm a little...
Oh, yeah, wait, hold on, wait.
All right.
The Weta booth.
Sure.
I got one of the Hobbit holes, the new one. And there's like two, there's at least another one coming probably the end of this year. And then they did the Green Dragon Inn, which is the inn in the town of Hobbiton.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is it like the Shady Dragon Inn?
It is in no way like the Shady Dragon Inn.
Well, then it's shite.
Yes, because if it's not Shady Dragon Inn, automatically it's shite.
That's it. That's my criteria, is it.
Right. So, all right. So, we're going to get the ball rolling here.
Yes.
Hopefully, we'll have some more audio for you later
Indeed.
Today.
Indeed.
New York Comic Con, Day 2, Aisle 100, Booth 129.
Absolutely.
Geek Stuff, convention news.
Hey, it's Big Kev, and we're here with two of my favorite British people. Hello, mates. Hello. Hi. How are you?
Right, Kev, how you doing, mate?
Right, good, lovely. So, we have Mark Newbold, and we have our favorite Matt from across the pond, of course, Automatic Matt from Automatic Comics in lovely Cheshire, England.
Wiltshire,
Cheshire, whatever. Yeah. So if you happen to be in that area, stop by Automatic Comics, and every person that mentions Big Kev's Geek Stuff gets a free prize at Automatic Comics, so be sure to stop on in and get that. We are here at New York Comic Con 2015, Aisle 100, Booth 129, and we're talking to our two friends from England. They're from the Jedi News organization.
We are indeed.
JediNews.co.uk.
That's us.
Yep. Radio 1138.
And Radio 1138, of course.
Rebel Force Radio Network.
Yes, obviously. And so, guys, did you see any interesting Star Wars things here at the show?
Yes, we did. What did we see, Mark?
We saw loads. I mean, walking around the floor, there's tons of stuff. Things that you don't always see back at home. So there's lots of... It feels like fan stuff, but it's, you know, there's things that we don't see. There's a lot of licensees here and...
There's licensees in this country, in America, that have the Star Wars license.
Yeah.
And they've only got it for North America. And in England, you have different people with different Star Wars licensees. So I do like the Jedi News UK Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, and people are always like, I want that stuff. That's really cool. We can't ever get that. I'm like, no, you'll never get it because it's own license for our country where they're making the films.
So basically, you will be smuggling American goods back to your country.
Yes,
For the many people of Britain to enjoy.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, we have lots of stuff we're taking back home, as always.
Right, and I have to thank you personally, and this is a time for me to thank you on the air in front of millions and millions of listeners.
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing me Kit Kats.
Always, Kevin.
From across the pond. It is one of my favorite things in the world. Kit Kats from
chunky
England.
Chunky Kit Kats.
Yes, chunky ones. Thank you. Yes, huge. They're amazing.
You got in chunkies.
I got in chunky Kit Kats.
Yes, they're my favorite candy. Okay. Really, yeah, they are.
I asked Kev what he wanted. I asked OG what he wanted. What did you want, OG?
Quavers.
Good call. British... potato
corn-based cheesy snacks.
Corn-based. Yeah, yeah. I bought them over for Thomas. Keep the boy happy.
Good call.
Keep the boy happy. Keep his dad happy.
That's exactly right.
What are you? Is there still things that you're looking forward to seeing here at the show?
Yeah, the X-Files panel if we can get in.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Good
We're
luck.
We're the right generation for being X-Files fans.
Right.
So yeah. Definitely.
Do you think that's going to happen?
Yes.
I've heard so many people getting turned away from panels this time around.
Really?
Yeah.
What for? Long queues, like, and people lining up many, 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 many hours in advance. Even for something as silly as, like, the Practical Jokers show.
Yeah.
Really?
Like, yeah. They were closed off long before their panel ever happened.
I don't get the queuing thing, Kev, do you? I mean, what kind of idiot would queue up for a panel?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
Who would queue up for a panel, like, hours and hours? Who would sleep in the basement of the Anaheim Convention Center just to see a panel? Who would do that?
I don't know. Some idiot would do.
No, I've got to say the
And
trick,
who would do it? And who would do it on their birthday?
I would do it on your birthday.
Yes, I know you would.
I did do it on your
yes,
birthday.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Yes, you did.
Yeah. Now, the trick is to be a carer for a guy in a wheelchair. That's the trick.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
it.
That's
yes.
the queue jumper supreme. So.
Yep. You didn't queue jump. You were upstairs chatting with some bloke in a smart shirt.
Well,
BB or Day D or AJ or
JJ.
JJ, that's the one, yeah.
Oh, yes, that's right. Yeah, I remember that.
Ass shaking finger. Hands and kissing babies like you do.
Yeah, literally kissing an ass of JJ while we're in the basement.
Hey. Sleeping on a hard floor,
yeah.
Eating those god-awful Little Debbie's cakes.
Beautiful Little Debbie's cupcakes.
Didn't you get the... Wasn't it JJ send down cakes or pizza or something?
He sent down pizza, but that was before we got there.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was all gone.
Birthday meal for Kev.
That's what we were. We went to
IHOP.
That's right. We went no holds barred at IHOP for my birthday breakfast dinner.
Yeah,
pancakes unleashed.
And then snacked on Little Debbie Star Cakes. Or whatever they were. Those cupcakes.
Cosmic cupcakes.
Cosmic cupcakes, yes.
And handed them out to everybody and they enjoyed them.
Yeah, we got a great picture from that.
Yeah.
Yeah, somewhere floating around.
I've got it on my phone.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So,
you literally being Jabba the Hutt slobbering on the floor, holding up cupcakes with everybody else behind us.
And the metal image on the thing of that.
Chewbacca dressing gown.
That's right. That's right.
Fun.
So, back to New York Comic Con. So you're looking forward to the X-Files panel.
Yep.
Is there any exclusives or anything that you haven't gotten yet?
No, I found out that Mimco, just up the road from you, literally about 8 or 9 booths up, they had a... the battery charging,
the power chargers. Yeah.
Oh yeah,
they really had a prototype Boba Fett one, so I had to get that.
Did you get it?
Yep.
Boba Fett junkie.
Yeah.
That's great. Anything else to share before we cut off? We got to get back to what we're doing here.
I'm hoping to see some of the Marvel panels, the TV stuff, so Daredevil, Jessica Jones. But
oh yeah, I would like to go to the Daredevil one. Yeah.
I had some spicy food last night, so the last thing I got to share with you, you won't be able to smell on air.
No, not me. No sense of smell.
Yeah, we're lucky.
So Big Kev's Geek Stuff's not scratch and sniff.
No,
yeah. The rumours aren't true.
Yeah, but next week we'll have an episode of Big Kev Eat Stuff. We'll be eating chunky Kit Kats.
That's it.
Live on air.
You laugh now.
Yeah, I know.
You laugh now.
It's a ratings
winner.
When
the show opens next week.
Yeah.
What? And it's chunky Kit Kats?
Big Kev Eat Stuff.
For episode 500, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, 500.
Yeah,
yeah, that's it.
Go. Yeah, an OG building Lego.
There you go.
Hopped up
make on sure, make sure if you build Lego with OG on air, though, you steal some of the parts like you did with me.
That's right.
Back in the day.
Yeah. That was great. So we're going to thank our friends Mark Newbold we're going to thank Automatic Matt from Automatic Comics in Wilshire, England.
Hey. There we go.
And we're going to thank JediNews.co.uk. If you're not checking out the great news happenings over at JediNews.co.uk, you are doing yourself a disservice, is what I'm saying. So you should definitely check that out. And thanks, guys. Thanks for spending some time with us.
That's always, it. Always. Cheers, Kev.
Bring out your day.
Hello. Holy crap.
Day two.
I thought this was going to be a lighter day, honestly.
Nope. Did not turn out that
way. Nope.
Took me about 40 minutes to get from Artist Alley back to our booth at one point in time.
Well, that is diametrically opposite of where we are.
It's
it is literally the other end, right?
Yeah. You can't get any further away.
I heard you dropped the ring into the volcano down there.
Yeah, I did.
That's good. That's good that happened.
Yeah, well, you know, the world is saved and everybody's
pleasant. Well, it's just because I know Frodo Washburn is visiting us here.
Well, yeah.
So that's a lovely thing.
That's been a challenge.
Yes. Yes, it has. For all of us.
You know the only thing stupider than bringing a 3-year-old to Comic-Con?
Bringing a 4-year-old?
Yep.
You know what's worse than that?
What?
Bringing a 5-year-old next
year.
We'll
see you next year. There's always
Did we see anything exciting or thrilling today? Do we hear any news?
So, no news because I haven't paid attention to any of the panels. So
right.
I am ashamed, but we'll report back on that tomorrow.
No, we have people in the field.
Right.
Sir.
But as far as stuff that I checked out, I went over to a booth, Brian Fife, who's an artist we fell in love with last year.
Oh, yeah. Love that guy.
And his art is fantastic. He does a yearly Halloween print.
Uh-huh.
And so last year I missed out on the print, but I did get...
This just in, OG. This just in.
Yes.
The DTAs, Designer Toy Awards, tomorrow night at some location.
That's right.
Where is it?
Oh, it's
on our badge. We're just getting our badges
Hudson
now.
Hudson Terrace.
Hudson Terrace.
Fantastic.
621 West 46th Street. Yeah, we will be there. We're actually presenting the Best Online Toy Store Award.
We are.
We have no idea because we haven't opened the email yet, but we're going to be ready tomorrow.
Huzzah! We have a whole day or more or less to prepare.
Yeah, we're fine. We'll be fine.
We're good.
We're good for right now. Yes, there's a possibility. Is that going to be a problem tomorrow? Oh, then we're fine. Yes,
we're good.
You got
it. So, so the Designer Toy Awards tomorrow.
Yes.
Brian Fife today.
Brian Fife,
Another artist who I cannot remember, but his art is amazing. I have his card stashed. We'll get to it for tomorrow's show.
Nice.
Other than that, I really walked the floor today. And,
oh, you made it all the way to Artist Alley, though. You said you saw some amazing stuff down there.
I did. I saw a lot of friends. Chris Suminga, Joe Caramanga.
Caramanga!
Who else did I see down there?
You did not see Fernando Ruiz.
No, the Fernando Ruiz was not at the booth.
Oh, well, that's typical behavior.
I'm assuming he was someplace posting to Facebook
and
just didn't want to be seen by any of his adoring fans.
No doubt about that,
So the Fernando Ruiz was not there, but I did walk past his booth. I saw some other friends. Rafael Albuquerque was down there.
Oh, he was?
I tried to say hello. Some other people. It was packed, actually.
Nice.
Like packed.
Yeah?
Like main floor packed.
Wow.
Yeah. I had to carry my son on my head.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, it was ugly.
And he's not getting littler.
No, it was heavy. My neck's going to hurt tomorrow.
I actually did a very thorough looking at of the Weta booth.
Nice.
Beautiful stuff, man. They really do beautiful stuff. I know people are like, it's expensive. But you know why? Because it's beautiful. There's a statue over there. I think they revealed it last year that it was going into production. I think it's becoming available now.
Right.
It's Smog on the Pile.
Oh, wow.
Did you see that one?
I have.
Man, that thing is amazing.
The Weta booth has been knocking me out because every time I walk past Chappie, I get creeped out.
Oh, yeah.
And every time I walk past the Warcraft armor, I get excited.
Yeah, the Warcraft stuff looks really great.
Really great.
I think that movie's going to be something else.
I can't wait.
I can't wait either. And, so I managed to do that. We did a little walking. I did see a few. I went to the independent sort of comic people in the middle portion.
I saw some great things over there. I mean, there is really a lot to see here at New York Comic Con. And, yeah, yes, sir? Yes, sir? Are you interrupting us while we're recording, sir? How can we help you? The raffle, we're giving away Xbox One Day One Edition. Well, we're giving away BB-8, the Sphero version, and an Xbox One Assassin's Creed bundle.
So there you go. That's your update on the raffle.
You'd like to sign up, sir. How many tickets would you like
Big
to get?
Big Kev is selling raffle
just
tickets.
Just one? It's $2 for one what or I'm calling three tickets for five.
The best.
Dun, dun, dun. That's a bargain, sir.
Dun, that dun, I've gotten dun. At New York Comic Con thus far. It's
One ticket. I need your name and email on the lined portion.
It's a 100% real stick action stick shooter.
Oh, yeah. He came up from Go Hero. Amazing.
Love Steve from Go Hero. So
Steve Ford over at Go Hero.
Steve Ford. He's the bee's knees, dare I say.
Yeah, he stopped by. Unfortunately, we couldn't get any time with him to tape today, but he will be by tomorrow.
We saw our friends from Think Geek.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, our buddies from Think Geek are here, which is awesome.
Yeah, it's been a good show today.
Yeah, really good show.
And I think we're going to wrap up.
We are going to wrap up from aisle 100, booth 129 of New York Comic Con 2015.